Site-specific considerations. Site-specific considerations are made after deciding on specific countries and regions. These tactical choices include municipal considerations, operational costs for specific facility sizes, local resources and infrastructure, for example, yard size, highway access, and local incentives. Municipal considerations. At the municipality level, proximity to customers or suppliers/raw materials is a high priority, but it is important to keep in mind who are that facility's actual suppliers and customers. For example, a DC that supplies specific Walmart retail stores and does not ship direct to consumers has these stores as its only actual customers. Municipal programs such as industrial waste disposal may be needed. Municipal incentives can come into play here, too, and cost and quality of labor markets may be factors. Some municipalities with large cities will have cultural attractions or be strategically desirable. For example, they may have attractive environmental regulations, or the organization might have a long history in a given region and many employees who want to work there. Organizations need to carefully check zoning restrictions. Local zoning may prohibit establishing certain businesses like grocery stores too close to competitors. Service and infrastructure access, access to freeways or other modes of transportation, or nearness to specific large customers or suppliers may be major factors. Operational costs related to infrastructure. Given a need for a specific type of warehouse or other facility in a specific municipality, the next consideration is the size of the facility. Warehouse size generates economies of scale. Generally, smaller warehouses will have higher costs per unit, and this falls steadily as warehouses grow in size. Larger warehouses achieve better space and equipment utilization. For example, a smaller warehouse may need the same piece of equipment, but use it less frequently. However, infrastructure costs can vary significantly. An older warehouse may have lower rent than a new facility. Property values vary significantly, which is why Walmart locates many of its DCS in the countryside, and to benefit from lower wages as well. Warehouse designs in expensive areas will need to use vertical and horizontal space more effectively, such as with narrow aisle racking and automated storage and retrieval systems. Site-specific resources and infrastructure. At the site-specific level, organizations need to find sites that have the right amount of space for the facility and its yard and roadway footprint at the right price. Easy access to the desired modes of transportation to and from the site are vital. For example, proximity to highway access, rail access. Topography, geology, or other site factors may make a location more or less suitable for a given facility type. For example, ability for soil type to bear weight of facility and its traffic. Site selection may also need to minimize environmental impact, which will also help in getting approvals faster. Pollution may or may not be an issue, but even with warehouses, truck noise may need to be accounted for. Certain communities may have restrictions on hours of operation that could make schedule coordination difficult. Failure of any given infrastructure element, such as regular traffic congestion or frequent brownouts or blackouts, can be a location disqualifier. Also consider the relative risk to public infrastructure from natural disasters, such as regions likely to experience flooding or hurricanes. Access to the proper transportation modes and sufficient carriers in a given model are vital location decisions. Organizations compare the pros and cons of each site that remains a viable candidate. A site might have existing facilities that can be used as is or repurposed. It could be an undeveloped site, or it could be a site with existing structures that need to be raised. Existing structures that will be kept need to be evaluated for the quality and maintenance of all aspects from the foundation to the roof, plus evaluations of sufficient docks and so on. Such factors can create initial investment cost differences between the alternatives. Note that a greenfield is previously undeveloped land, and there may be disincentives for developing such land, such as protective legislation or regulatory hurdles. Redeveloping previously developed land is also more environmentally friendly. There is also the question of ownership versus leasing. Some sites may have to be leased, while others that are being built might need to be owned. If both leasing and owning are viable options, finance professionals can help make this decision by considering how many assets should be on the balance sheet and how long the facility will be used. Site-specific incentive considerations. Incentives can come into play at the site-specific level, such as locating a new facility on a brownfield. A brownfield is a site that has toxic pollution, so cleanup and reuse of the site are often incentivized. In another example, in exchange for incremental job creation, the city of Nashville, Tennessee, provided Amazon with cash grants from the city for capital expenditures plus multi-year tax credits to offset the city's franchise and excise taxes. Organizations can seek out a region or municipality's Industrial Development Commission to find out about specific incentives.